We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, loyal viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 87 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sagun Salo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Redito TV. In Colombia, in Guaranda, Channel 28 on Guaranda TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guatecha TV. And in Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cable Ba TV. In Bogota, in Villa Mayor and El Adaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Asoparapórica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia, and in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA.
In Buriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano, and in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris, in Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel, in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá, in San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 and TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bainzarh in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a free insurance program for orphans in China is augmented. In ecology news, Italy donates 3 million euros to protect biodiversity in Yemen. In education news, a traveling preschool in Hawaii reaches out to disadvantaged children. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 11th, is the Independence Day of Angola, observing its self-rule attained in 1975. Situated in southern Africa between Namibia and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Angola is known for its considerable natural resources, such as alluvial diamonds, iron ore, and gold. Prominent Angolans include the first president of Angola and renowned poet, Dr. Antonio Agostinho Neto, famous novelist and folklorist, Mr. Oscar Bento Ribas, and notable poet, Ms. Alda Lara. May the gentle citizens of Angola have a memorable Independence Day.
Flying news, rains disrupt Bahrain. On Saturday night, November 6, the island nation was deluged by nearly 10 millimeters of precipitation that amounted to over twice the average rainfall for the entire month of November. The inundation of major roads led to at least 35 traffic accidents in just 2 hours, with fortunately no major injuries. The central market was also flooded, with some other regions temporarily isolated, while several homes in desert areas collapsed. The government has reported that the situation is under control, with works ministry crews having been deployed immediately to assess the afflicted regions as municipality officials dispatched tankers to remove water from low-lying areas. Our appreciation, Bahrain Ministry and municipality officials and personnel, for your prompt endeavors to ensure the welfare of the flood-affected. May such distressing conditions be alleviated as we strive through our gentler lifestyles to restore the Earth's balance.
Aid for disaster-stricken in Indonesia. In response to Indonesia's officials' appeal for assistance in providing for the hundreds of thousands of people evacuated since Mount Merapi began erupting on October 26, the United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority is setting up a field hospital 20 kilometers away from the volcano. Singapore's Red Cross has also donated 1 million face masks to aid in post-volcano relief, as well as reconstruction following the earthquake and tsunami that occurred on the same day, resulting in nearly 450 fatalities and some 15,000 people homeless, China announced a humanitarian aid donation of $1.5 million. The government has also indicated it will assist in the provision of relief supplies and medical care, as well as earthquake and tsunami monitoring.
With agencies and ministries that have been providing emergency response to the disasters, the Indonesian government has also pledged to forgive debts of the disaster affected. Minister for Cooperatives, Small and Medium-Scale Enterprises, Sajari Fadin Hassan, stated, "We will do our best so that they would be able to reactivate and recover economic activities in their respective regions."
Our gratefulness and heaven bless China, United Arab Emirates Red Crescent Authority, Singapore Red Cross, and the government of Indonesia for your efforts to provide comfort and relief to the calamity-stricken residents. We pray for the Indonesian people soon return to their productive, regular lives, and that such distressing events subside through our kinder actions toward each other and the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New Zealand assists Laos in clearing cluster munitions. Affirming her country's continued efforts to ensure the ban of such weapons, New Zealand's Disarmament and Arms Control Minister Georgina Dehuhu announced a donation to Laos of $855,000 for the further clearance of cluster munitions. These ordinances still affect 25% of the nation's villages, even 30 years after their deployment. Minister Dehuhu stated that the aid is an example in action of New Zealand's commitment to the enactment of the Convention on Cluster Munitions, whose goal is to eliminate all use, stockpiling, production, and transfer of such weaponry worldwide. Minister Dehuhu and New Zealand, many thanks, and Providence bless your thoughtful actions and noble goals. Blessed be such exemplary care in motivating similar actions worldwide to hasten the day when all beings can live in safety and harmony on Earth.
U.S. President Barack Obama makes India first stop on Asia tour.
Arriving for the three-day state visit, President Obama was warmly greeted by Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, with the two leaders going to discuss ways to enhance their country's relations. The president highlighted the value of two-way trade between the United States and India, which he pointed out is helping to create jobs and raise the standards of living in both countries. He also conveyed his support for India's permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council.
Invited to address the nation's parliament, President Obama credited India's ancient civilization for influencing the world, noting especially the timeless principles of love and justice as conveyed by renowned historic leader Mahatma Gandhi. The U.S. president stated, "I am mindful that I might not be standing before you today as President of the United States had it not been for Gandhi and the message he shared with America and the world. Just as he summoned Indians to seek their destiny, he influenced champions of equality in my own country, including a young Martin Luther King." The president departed on Tuesday amidst cordial well wishes as he went on to the next stop of his one-time boyhood home of Indonesia, after which he will travel on to meet with world leaders in South Korea and Japan.
"Our respectful congratulations, President Obama, Prime Minister Singh, and India's parliament on your amicable and fruitful time in India. Wishing the president safe and productive travels as you continue on your Asian tour, as well as ever-flourishing relations among the people of both your countries."
Jia Qinglin begins three-day visit in Kazakhstan. China's top political advisor arrived in Astana on Tuesday, November 9th, where he was greeted by Lower House of Parliament Chairman Arul Muhammadyanov. The two leaders discussed the opportunities to deepen bilateral relations through cooperation in energy, environmental protection, agriculture, and shared border resources. Meeting with the Upper House Parliament Chairman Kasym Jomart Tokayev on Wednesday, Chairman Jia commended the warm relations that have developed between the countries over time, saying, "China attaches great importance to the relations with Kazakhstan." He went on to pledge further high-level visits, humanitarian exchanges, and other collaborations toward a goal of mutually beneficial cooperation that would contribute to harmonious relations both regionally and throthroughout the world. "Your Excellencies, we laud your cordial meeting and peaceful goals. May the Chinese and Kazakh people enjoy ever-expanding prosperity, cultural appreciation, and friendship."
Afghans growing saffron instead of opium. In Afghan's Herat province, more and more people are cultivating saffron, one of the most exotic spices in the world. Such alternatives to poppy production are now being seen as key in reducing illegal drugs and conflict in the country, with multi-million dollar agricultural programs that are being implemented across the nation by regional governments and Western groups. Among the contributors to this movement is Afghan Saffron, the first and largest saffron company in the nation, which offers women hundreds of valued job opportunities. As possibly the most expensive spice in the world, international sales of the saffron also provide a good source of income for farmers. Other crops replacing poppy include almonds, pomegranates, grapes, apples, and wheat. What auspicious development! Our appreciation, Afghan government and all organizations working toward a healthier, harmonious Afghanistan. We look forward to the day that farmers throughout your beautiful country, and indeed the world, may reap the many wholesome benefits of pure organic vegan harvests.
Benefits of addictive drug abstinence and treatment.
In the U.S., treatment for drug addiction has been shown to save lives, reduce crime, and rebuild families, along with 69% of those treated being drug-free 1 year after treatment, 64% reduction in arrests 1 year after treatment. A California USA study found that for every $1 invested in drug treatment, $7 was saved through reduced crime, health and welfare costs, and increased income stability. 60% of cocaine and heroin in the U.S. is consumed by people who get arrested in the same year. Thus, treatment that helps them to overcome drug addiction reduces crime and market demand for drugs. A doctor in Arizona, USA, identified a new outpatient treatment for methamphetamine addicts, showing an over 60% success rate in rehabilitation. 20 years of research in the U.S. has demonstrated that drug treatment programs are effective in reducing crime as well as improving the health and social function of participants. Drug-free workplace programs are found to result in lower absenteeism, fewer accidents, higher productivity, improved morale, better employee health, decreased use of and expenses for health benefits, lower corporate insurance premium costs, plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Prisoners freed in honor of former ruler. His Highness Sheikh Saud bin Sakar al-Qasimi, ruler of the Emirate Ras Al Khaimah in the United Arab Emirates, ordered the release of 140 prisoners of various nationalities. The humanitarian gesture is a tribute to the Emir's father, the late Sheikh Sakar bin Muhammad al-Qasimi, and is also said to reflect the Sheikh's wish to provide a new life for the prisoners while easing burdens on their families. Along with the pardons, Sheikh Saud has also offered to pay for the travel expenses of the deportees so that they may be reunited with their families for upcoming Islamic festivities. Our heartfelt appreciation for this humanitarian gesture, wishing the freed joyful reunions with family and friends and many new chapters of goodness in life.
Rescued Lebanese chimpanzee starts new life in Brazil. 12-year-old Omega, who was rescued from a regional zoo by animal welfare group Animals Lebanon, has been welcomed at his new permanent home at Vargem Grande Paulista Sanctuary in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Omega, who had previously spent a decade of his life locked up in a barren cage, has never climbed a tree or interacted with another of his own kind, and also is being rehabilitated from having been taught to smoke cigarettes at an early age to entertain people. Animals Lebanon was able to work cooperatively with the owner of the zoo, who voluntarily closed the operation, and the other formerly captive animals have also been successfully rehomed. What a wonderful achievement, Animals Lebanon, as we also send appreciation for the safe haven provided by Vargem Grande Paulista Sanctuary, wishing Omega a wonderful life of much deserved happiness, and that all cherished animal co-inhabitants may enjoy natural and respected lives to fulfill their God-given roles on this planet.
Save our planet. Water accelerating ice sheet melt. A study from the Cooperative Institute for Research in Environmental Sciences, or CIRES, in Colorado, USA, considers for the first time the effect of meltwater as it flows into ice sheets in places like Greenland and the Arctic. The scientists found that as the water spreads along ice crevices, fractures, or large drains, it speeds the melting of vast areas such as the Greenland ice sheet and could result in disintegration over decades rather than centuries, as previously forecast.
Research scientist and lead author Thomas Phillips said, "We are finding that once such water flow is initiated through a new section of ice sheet, it can warm rather significantly and quickly, sometimes in just 10 years. CIRES Director Conrad Steffen also noted that this meltwater data has been overlooked in prior models of Greenland warming, and thus could offer key information in understanding a more rapid ice decline.
Researchers at the Cooperative Institute for Research in Environmental Sciences, we appreciate the new concepts coming from your work despite their urgent implications. Let us act now in planet-cooling efforts that restore the vital balance of the Arctic regions and our Earth."
Supreme Master Qinghai has often reminded that such worrying phenomena could be halted by addressing the primary source of global warming, as in this November 2009 video conference in Washington, D.C., USA.
"In the Arctic North Pole, so much ice has already melted that scientists are forecasting an ice-free summer within as little as 3 to 6 years, which would be the first time in 1 million years. First time in 1 million years. Greenland is shedding 85 million tons of iceberg each day due to warming, and at a rate that is increasing by 7% each year. And if all of Antarctica and Greenland were to melt, I mean the ice, then the sea levels could rise to as much as 70 meters, which would be deadly or disastrous to most lives on Earth. To solve this, we do need to move quickly, and of course we know what to do. Right? Yes, be vegan." NASA announced that methane actually contributes much more to global warming than previously understood, and it traps 100 times the atmospheric heat over 20 years. And the largest source of methane is, you know, livestock. So we remove the livestock-generated methane, and the planet cools fast.
Save our planet. Global sugar prices reach a 30-year high after crop yields in Brazil, the world's largest producer, are adversely affected by unexpected factors, including heavy rains.
Save our planet.
In a program to preserve the indigenous Oregon spotted frog in the USA, the special care from one group of inmates at the state's Cedar Creek Correctional Center results in healthier frogs that also have better survival rates once released into the wild.
Save Our Planet. Award-winning U.S. designers Thomas Hosbaugh and Andrew Wetzler create an alternative to fuel-based asphalt by mixing sand and a commonly found microbe, yielding a more eco-friendly paving material that is also able to withstand heavy traffic.
I'm Rangu the orangutan, vegan all the way. Today I'm going to share a household tip on cleaning up broken glass on non-carpeted floors. After sweeping, gently wipe the floor where the glass is with a dampened paper towel. Please remember to wear protective gloves. The small particles will grab onto the towel. Be careful not to touch the side of the paper towel where the glass is as you safely dispose of it. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, a free insurance program for orphans in China is augmented. 1 year of free medical insurance covering serious illnesses has been given to 5,000 orphans in Liaoning province in northeast China. The plan was originally initiated by the Ministry of Civil Affairs of China and the charity China Children Insurance Foundation in 2009. Already, over 280,000 children without parents in Beijing, Tianjin, Sichuan, Qinghai, Shanxi, and other areas have received the insurance. Our sincere thankfulness, Ministry of Civil Affairs and China Children Insurance Foundation, for your efforts to make certain all children have healthy futures. May young people in every corner of the globe be blessed with excellent medical care and loving guardians.
In ecology news, Italy donates 3 million euros to protect biodiversity in Yemen. The funds will be used to preserve the rich variety of life forms found in the archipelago of Socotra. It is recognized by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, as a natural heritage site. Italy also announced plans to continue financial contributions to Yemen's Coast Guard. Our earnest gratitude, Italy, for your generous support and protection of this unique Yemeni natural heritage. May the treasured Socotra archipelago flourish on a long-lasting and balanced planet. Coming up, disadvantaged youngsters are given education in a traveling preschool. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. More splendid news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, foresighted news for a visionary world. In education news, a traveling preschool in Hawaii reaches out to disadvantaged children. Operated by non-profit group Kapa'alana, the preschool sets up its tent 4 days of every week at Kea'au Beach Park in Waianae. The children who attend are under 5 years of age and are either without homes or living in shelters. Funding for the school comes from Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and federal grants. Teaching assistant Ms. Pi'ilani Victor, who at one time herself lived in a shelter and is now studying to be a social worker, said, "You know, it feels really good to give back to the community. Our heartfelt appreciation, Ka Pa'alana, for your innovative way to help bright Hawaiian youngsters get a good educational start. May all God's precious children be graced with loving homes and outstanding learning opportunities."
Please join us for a joke told in Czech entitled Rapid Growth.
Dospívání je období rychlé a pozoruhodné změny. Ve věku mezi 12 a 17 lety například mohou rodiče zestárnout až o 20 let.
And now for our viewers' heartline on an urgent message from Supreme Master Qinghai, delivered by video conference in June 2009 in Veracruz, Mexico. At this gathering of government leaders and dignitaries, Supreme Master Qinghai was the honored guest speaker. She movingly beseeched humanity to turn to the earth-saving vegan diet while we still have time.
May you be blessed, beautiful being of light. Thank you for being part of the oneness we are. Love you. Dancing Heart from Macedonia.
Thank you for your loving presence and beautiful heartfelt message. Hugs from the heart. Loving you, Rave.
Illuminated Dancing Heart and Rob, your deeply expressed messages are much appreciated. We are also profoundly grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's divine presence on our planet. May world leaders and co-citizens heed her wise and loving words and transition to the organic vegan lifestyle that will save our world. Godspeed and all our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May virtue and kindness be your gifts from heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Following a nationwide tour of China, the Asian Games Torch arrives in the city of Guangzhou, where the games are being hosted, with sporting events that bring together nearly 12,000 athletes from across the globe.
The United Nations affirms its support in helping ensure safe conditions for war victims who wish to return to their homes in Darfur, Sudan.
At the opening of the Azerbaijani National Exhibition in Uzbekistan, Azerbaijani Economic Development Minister Shahin Mustafayev commends the long-standing friendly relations and cooperation between the two countries.
Social policies of Bolivian President Evo Morales' administration are resulting in greater education opportunities for the physically disabled, with subsidies that are also alleviating poverty and encouraging students to stay in school.
Swiss pilot, inventor, and adventurer Yves Rossi, also called Jetman, becomes the first person to complete two aerial loops wearing a jet-propelled wingsuit he helped design.
Scientists at Wake Forest University in the USA find that consuming beetroot juice increases blood flow to the brain, potentially halting the advancement of dementia.
To improve animal welfare, participating shelters in Singapore announced plans to provide adoption cards that can be redeemed for free goods, services, or a discount on healthcare for adopted animal companions.
Canadian scientists discover a way to transform a person's own skin cells into blood, which could eliminate the need for outside transfusion, as well as bone marrow transplant donors.
A study conducted by the United Arab Emirates General Women's Union reports a 99.9% reduction in the nation's maternal mortality rate since 2004.
As a reciprocal gesture for Azerbaijani commemorations held in Turkmenistan the previous year, Azerbaijan celebrates the cultural days of Turkmenistan to further develop the two countries' friendship and cooperation.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.